Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's one U.S. senator doing in Washington to improve health care? Let's go in-depth with Senator Chuck Grassley from New Hartford.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Senator Grassley?
I'm pretty good.
Well, good. Well, let's just get started. I understand, I read with interest that you've introduced, what is it, four bills related to health care that'll impact rural people across the country?
Yeah, they'll be up. If you need some details on them, I'm going to have to get a thing on the bills that are up in finance tomorrow. But anyway, we expect that these will be non-controversial bills.
Well, yeah, I saw a number of Democrats had signed on with them, and that you sponsored them with them. And
yeah, one of them is Bennett of Colorado, I remember, co-sponsored my bill. And what we're trying to do is make the things for rural health care a little more reasonable.
Well, very good. That's something you have been focused on for some time, hasn't it?
Well, obviously, because Iowa's a rural state. Even, you know, there's even problems for cities like Des Moines under this reimbursement plan that has been in effect for 20 years. And Iowa comes out to the bottom, as you know. And we're so good in quality, but and that'll be taken care of in 2018 when we finally get the SGR or the docs fix fully implemented. That will be handled because we're going to move from reimbursement based on fee for service to quality, and that may not bring more money to Iowa, but you know the real problem on recruiting in Iowa, there's such a differential between a state like Florida and a state like Iowa, and we have such better quality than they have, and when they get reimbursed less on quality than on quantity, it's going to reduce the differential, so it'll be easier for us to recruit.
More in depth after this.
For at least 2 years, well, at least 18 months and maybe two years. And what that basically does, instead of making that permanent, the whole motivation is that you keep the issue of reforming Obamacare or even the subject of repeal and replacement alive and make it an issue in the next presidential election. And then you get a mandate from the election. If Hillary's elected, probably not a whole lot will change. If we get a Republican president, there could be a lot of changes. Most of those would fall into the category of selling insurance across state lines, health savings accounts, medical malpractice reform, things of that nature. It'd probably leave in place a couple things that are already in Obamacare, like insurance companies taking people without any without preconditions, or leaving family members on dad and mom's health insurance until a certain age. Like right now, it's 26.
I see. Okay, well, you might have explained it just fine, and I just didn't understand it. I guess that I was just worried that after the Supreme Court decision, all that insurance that people got, you know, like the day of, maybe that insurance under that people got under the Affordable Care Act, that would just disappear. You're telling me that won't happen.
Well, it would disappear if Congress doesn't act, but I expect Congress to act.
And so you'll act in a few days, you think, or should people change their doctor's appointments, or what?
The sooner the better. I hope that we Republican majority in both houses have a bill within 1 hour after the decision that we're saying we're going to take this up. Now we don't have to take it up the next day, but we need to take it up in the next month.
Right. And so a lot of people are going to be in sort of limbo there for a while, huh?
Let me quantify a lot of people. Well, maybe the Supreme Court would say, well, our decision don't affect anything until December 31st or something like that. But there's still going to be some question mark until Congress acts. But I think that just to quantify the number of people, probably nationwide 60,000. And in Iowa, I've seen two figures. One was 30,000 and one was about 60,000. And I don't know which one's accurate, but it's still a lot of Iowans that would be affected.
Right, and I see a lot of different figures, too. I see everything up into the millions of Americans that might be impacted, but, yeah.
Well, don't forget, in 37 states, in 13 states, they would not be affected because those states have what you call a state exchange, and the law very clearly says that those states can have a subsidy for their people to subsidize their insurance. But in the 37 states that have a federal exchange, then the law very clearly says those states should not get tax credits for their low-income people buying insurance. But that's where the president stepped in and said, well, I want everybody to have it. Well, the contention by King versus Burwell is that the president acted against the law, and I think it's very clear he did. Now, that's why I think it's so clear-cut that the president, that the courts have to rule for King. But obviously, I was mistaken when I misjudged Roberts' vote 3 years ago when they declared it constitutional.
Well, and to be fair, the Democrats would say that it was a minor miswording of the document that is being under consideration.
The trouble is, it's very clear that it was an intentional wording. And all you got to do is go to that MIT professor that has commented on it publicly a long time ago, that he said it was our clear intention to want to force states to set up an exchange, and that's why we worded it that way. Well, 37 states, if it was their clear intent to put a penalty if they didn't go with the state exchange, the states didn't buy into it.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley. I know that you're considering judicial nominees as well.
Yeah, well, don't forget, we've approved over 300 judicial nominees, and we've only disapproved two since this president's been president. Beyond that, we have two vacancies in Iowa that I have suggested two names to the president, and I think the White House is moving ahead with their names. I'm not sure exactly when they'll get up here. But I set up a commission of five outstanding lawyers. They interviewed 43 people. They cut the number down to 11 or 12, I believe. And of that 11 or 12, they interviewed again. They just spent hours and hours interviewing. And then the people had to write as well, and that had to be reviewed. And then they picked the two people that I've suggested to the White House.
Well, what else is on your plate? What else are you working on?
Well, we're going to start when we're done with Trade Promotion Authority today or tomorrow. Then we're going to start, I think the leader's going to take up Senator Alexander and Patty Murray's bill, which I think is going to be pretty much a bipartisan bill, on rewriting No Child Left Behind and doing away with some of the testing requirements and doing away with some of the federal regulation and doing away with some of the actions of the Secretary of Education, some of which I think were contrary to law as well. And basically, as Senator Alexander would say it, stop the federal government from being the school board for the country and return a lot of this to the states.
Well, since you brought it up, I just have to ask you, what took you so long to to try to tinker with or get rid of whatever you're doing with No Child Left Behind. I don't know anybody that likes that and hasn't for years, have they?
No. Well, you know, I'm going to give you a little history, and that probably would only be a justification for the years 13 or 12 and 13. But Senator Kennedy got cancer, and he was chairman of the committee, and nobody wanted to move ahead if he was going to get well and could come back and do it out of respect for him. Then we had the election, 2014, kept it from happening. But now Senator Alexander got on it very quickly. And this is a major piece of legislation and a major rewrite, and I think that Senator Alexander gets all the credit for doing it. He's chairman of the committee, you know.
Well, I haven't heard a lot about this. This is very interesting to hear, and I bet some teachers are going to be, and parents are going to be very happy. Well, I hope that you take it a direction that everybody's happy.
Well, teachers, let's see. I know that teacher organizations are for it. I'm not sure if I can pinpoint opposition at this point. I'm sure there's some opposition. The president has said good things about it. He, when it came out of committee, he did at least. But he has not endorsed it. But he has said, he said favorable things about it.
Well, very good. Any last thoughts to share with our listeners today, Senator?
Yeah, I'll be in southeast Iowa. I think beyond your part of the state, southeast Iowa, to finish up nine counties that I haven't done yet. And then, well, that's nine counties in eastern Iowa. Then I've still got, at the end of that week, I'll still have 39 counties in western Iowa to finish.
You ever get tired?
Oh, sometimes after five town meetings I'm tired. But do I get tired of doing it? No. And we've developed a pretty efficient way of doing it. Now, I don't do five town meetings every day, but I usually do four every day. And as long as, you know, the best way to answer your question is physically I can do it, and emotionally I can do it, as long as physical and emotion, in other words, if people don't get mad at you and you have a lot of dispute, you know, it's pretty easy to handle.
Well, thank you, Senator.
Okay, goodbye.
Thanks to Senator Chuck Grassley for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.